This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that, quote, substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning, Cecilia Leader, her book Wilderness Tales was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the memoir category. Cecilia, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, good to hear you.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. One of the things that is really interesting, I thought, about your book, and I guess in particular people who are familiar with Duluth, the city, will really enjoy it, is the way so many of your stories are set with their hearts in the Central Hillside. Your neighborhood here in Duluth is really, really important to you. What is it about the Central Hillside that prompts you to write about it?
Oh, it's the most diverse community in our area, and it is the gateway communities. Historically, it's where everybody begins to enter into Duluth.
One of the, very rarely do I start an interview with an author by saying, okay, here's something I think that you missed, or here's something I think you forgot, or here's something, you know, here's an area where I think you went badly wrong. I'm going to let you be the first person to be the recipient of this, Cecilia, because I took the liberty of running a Google search and I ran across your artwork, and you are an amazingly talented. In addition to being a writer, you do absolutely astonishing woodcuts and prints. And I guess the question for me reading the book was, why in the world didn't you include some of your amazing artwork in this book? Because I for myself, speaking only for myself, of course, I would love to have seen that kind of as the whole package, I guess.
Well, the cover of the book is a woodcut that I did. That was my nod to my work as an artist. An illustrated book is probably in the offing, but that was too soon for it to happen. I was exploring writing, and that was the most important part for me.
So writing is something that's a little bit different for you, is that right?
Yes. Well, yes and no. It's been a preoccupation, a hobby, whatever, for many years. But I am looking at it in terms of another profession right now, besides the visual art.
When you are struck by an idea or a concept or a moment, how do you decide if that is, when there's something happens that you need to communicate, how do you decide if it needs to be communicated through the written word or if it needs to be communicated through perhaps a picture or a work of art?
Well, that's a good question. I am a storyteller. My father was the Sicilian, the storyteller for the Sicilians in Minneapolis, and all of us children were storytellers because of that. So it actually was concurrent with my visual art always. And I don't know, does that help answer?
What, except that it does beg another question, which is, there's a group of people that had a designated storyteller?
Well, it wasn't any formal thing, but yeah, there was, and he was the storyteller. He was a wonderful storyteller.
So what happens next? How do you feel that your foray into the written word with this collection of wonderful personal essays, how do you think your foray into the written word went? You were nominated for a NEMBA Award, so that's not bad for a let me dip my toe in the water kind of thing.
Exactly. That's how I felt about it. I was very pleased with the NEMBA nomination. and encouraged by it.
So where do you go from here? Do we get a little sneak peek or an idea about some of the things that might be on the drawing board now or in the word processor?
Yes, there is a book in the drawing board right now. It's a collaboration with a man that I have communicated with through email for many years. And how we communicate very often is we tell each other stories. And those stories give some light on where we are. So that's what the book is going to be. It's going to be a conversation, as it were, between Jeff and myself. We've got about 100 stories so far, so we've got a pair of town. And they're still coming. They're still coming. So that's the next book.
And please tell me it's going to have a little bit more of your wonderful artwork in it as well.
Okay. Well, the cover will be for sure.
Okay. And there might be some little doodle in the corner. Or on the very back page, there'll be a little doodle, and it will say, "For Lisa, who would not let it go."
I will do that for you, Lisa.
Cecilia, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Sure. What a treat to talk with you.
Same for me. Bye-bye.
Cecilia Leader, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. Her collection of memoirs, stories, called Wilderness Tales, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the memoir category. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.